Joining us next is Father David Smith, a 58-year-old father of four and Anglican parish priest. There's something that makes this church leader a little different from other ministers, though. Fighting Father Dave is a black belt and professional boxer. In fact, he is the only Australian in the Holy Order to have boxed professionally and is Australia's oldest ever professional fighter. Through Father Dave's old school boxing academy, he uses fighting to help troubled youth and unite people of different faiths and backgrounds. For his work, he has twice been nominated Citizen for the Year and twice nominated for Australian of the Year. Joining us more, of course, to talk about this is Fighting Father Dave himself. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sister. Good to speak to you.
Now, that's quite an impressive resume there. How did you discover your passion for boxing?
That's a good question. In all truth, it's a funny story, but I couldn't pay my youth worker. That's the simple answer. And someone offered me $1,000 to box. So, yeah, we were running a youth drop-in, and we started the martial arts training and the boxing. We started to get off the gear, get into the ring program back in 1991. Aimed at kids with heroin issues specifically, which was the major issue in our area. We were very much the heroin capital of the inner west. And we started the youth drop-in and we were running it, and I couldn't afford to pay the youth worker anymore. So, yeah, this is how we stumbled into it, and we raised money through the boxing, and then that continued to be the way to both raise the money and to work with the kids. So it's become a self-funding sort of program.
That's definitely an interesting way to do fundraising. How does boxing fit in with religion? Like, how do you compare the two in your life?
Yeah, people often see a conflict there, and I think that's because they associate boxing with violence.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I had the sort of Mike Tyson knockout punch and I damaged people with my boxing, I'd be able to see that more clearly. I don't. I'm good at making people miss me. Which is why I'm still on my feet. I'm not a knockout puncher, but I love the rough play, which is how I see it. You know what I mean? It's rough play, and I think men and boys particularly love rumbling and rough play. Mind you, I love it with my daughters and the girls I train as well. But for me, it's an issue of not of. You know, people see fist flying and they think violence. For me, you've got to think in terms of harm. You know, are you harming people? And I think that there's obviously some potential for harm, as there is in a number of sports, but the potential for good, for building people up and helping them to overcome their issues, I think is enormous.
And you've used boxing to mentor young people in your area. What do you think makes boxing an effective way to help and connect with the young people?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and I could go on about that for a long time, but I think it works on a number of levels, and I think you only need to see that historically. You think of the role boxing played, I'm thinking of Muhammad Ali, and the role he played not only as in terms of an advocate for African Americans, but in opposing the Vietnam War. You think of South Africa, how boxing helped bring black and white people together. Nelson Mandela was an amateur boxer. My friend Mary Maguire, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in Ireland for her work in bringing warring factions there together, says, I don't like boxing there, but I love what it did for my country. You know, and I think historically and universally, boxing has been a great way of bringing people together. And we've also done our boxing, like I've done a series of trips to Syria since the violence started there, boxing with kids there and Manus Island as well. You know, so I think there's a number of ways you can apply it. But why does it work so well? I think it connects people in a very powerful, physical, intimate way, but not sexual. You know what I mean? So I think it's a powerful way of connecting people. And when it's done with respect, and the beauty about boxing is there's lots of rules to protect everybody. When it's done respectfully and well, it's a beautiful way of connecting with your brothers, especially. And you know, it's mainly a male thing, but at the same time, you know, when we started here with the heroin problem was mainly a male thing, the suicide problem is mainly a male thing, the violence issue is mainly a male thing, you know, so, yeah, it connects with all of that.
Now, I understand you've got some exciting news. This Saturday, you're celebrating the release of your new book, Christians and Muslims Can Be Friends. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, I mean, we've used the boxing too. I've run boxing camps with Christian and Muslim kids as a way of getting people together too, and particularly a way of trying to get move beyond the us and them mentality, which is so plagued, I think, interfaith relationships in around the world, really. But, you know, the book is pretty simple what it's about by the title. And, you know, part of it is me prattling. I'm targeting the church specifically, trying to tell them to move beyond us and them, and just try and sit down with your Muslim neighbour and, you know, share some food and do some good human interaction with them. And the second part of the book's interviews I've done with a lot of Muslim leaders and ordinary Muslim people, but, I mean, including the Grand Mufti of Syria, who's a great friend and a wonderful man and a former president of Iran. So, I mean, I've got some high-profile people there, but also just ordinary men and women. So, yeah, it's just trying to break down barriers.
It sounds fascinating. And now for the launch of this book, you do have an event happening where you will be fighting with Anthony Mundine.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the event and you reckon you're going to win the fight?
No, again, see, it's not about winning and losing. It's about engaging, you know. And, no, Anthony and I'll do a few rounds together. We've got Billy Dibb coming across as well, former world heavyweight champion, and he's a wonderful Muslim man. And Solomono, who's a heavyweight. Yeah, we'll have a bit of a muck around in the ring together, launch the book launch on Saturday night. That's from 6:30. And we'll be live streaming that. And, you know, details will be on my blog, which is fatherdave.org/blog. Yeah, you find it through fatherdave.org. I don't think we can take any more physical guests that night, but people are welcome to stream in and join in the fun. And buy a copy of the book, hopefully, and
That is, I have to admit, the coolest way I've ever heard of launching a book by doing a fight alongside it. That's amazing.
It seemed like the obvious thing to do for me, but I think I'm an unusual person.
That's a good thing to be in this time and age, I reckon. Unfortunately, we are out of time, although I could talk all day, to be honest. I'll pop the link for that live stream on our website. So if any of you are listening are thinking, I've got my popcorn out because I want to see this fight, we'll set you up with that link. So you've got that all ready for your Saturday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.